found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Yeah!
Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me.
Running down.
Running down with life, I'm fighting and fought and died to keep.
You don't love it.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning. You're running down my country, man. You're walking on the fighting side.
The United States is under full replacement migration invasion. Yeah, some squirrely guy.
I read about some squirrely guy who claims he just don't believe.
We don't need to go fight some evil globalist war. We need to fight the information war with truth and justice here in America to save our republic. And Europe's under the exact same attack. The great Gerald Celente takes over in a matter of minutes, but I wanted to finish up here. Look at this headline. Deranged Pelosi suggests coward Trump will chicken out of the debate against Kamala. Whatever they're doing, they say Trump is doing. But I wanted to finish up with Springfield, Ohio mayor and city manager on Fox talking about Haitian invaders, but they need to call out directly who's doing it. The globalists, the Biden administration, the borders are Kamala, Mayorkas, the 325,000 missing children, many in sex slavery. It's all admitted. These are master criminals, and they've set the precedent to get away with living hell. And they can steal the election coming up in 56 days. Katie, bar the door. Time to deport all the military-age men that are here illegally. That'll shut everybody down. And Trump already shut the border down once, 99% compared to what it is now. Here's the clip.
Into a single device, let alone one small enough to wear on your wrist.
Good morning to you both. Mayor Rue, tell us what's going on in Springfield.
Well, what we've seen is just such a quick increase of our population over the last 5 years. You know, like you said, up to 15.
Here, let's just stop right there. This happens with a computer. Sometimes it plays two clips at once, but I want to get this clip out clean. We'll cut out the screw up. We post this to an archive, to X, and to Bandout Video. Let's start the clip over again. Here it is.
Mayor of Springfield, Ohio, and Brian Heck is the city manager, and they both join me now. Good morning to you both. Mayor Rue, tell us what's going on in Springfield.
Well, what we've seen is just such a quick increase of our population over the last 5 years. You know, like you said, up to 15 to 20,000 immigrants have come across and into our community. This has overwhelmed our safety services and caused great concern for our community.
Brian, you're the city manager. Tell us more and how this influx is impacting the city.
Yeah, certainly. Thank you for having us on this morning. You know, when we see a 25% increase over a three-year period, we're a community. We do not have the capacity to sustain that. And it's taxing our infrastructure. It's taxing public safety. It's taxing our schools. It's taxing health care. And as J.D. Vance spoke on, it's taxing our housing. We had a housing shortage well before this immigration crisis that's impacted our community, and this has just made it 100 times worse. And so it's setting communities like Springfield up to fail, and we do not have the capacity to sustain it. And without additional federal assistance or support, again, communities like Springfield will fail.
Setting us up to fail. The answer is deport them and shut the border, not get more federal funding. That is designed to bankrupt the country. People need to get serious, understand this is premeditated on record. The Democrats have said that and admitted it. The same thing's being done in Europe. People are going to have to cut back the golf and cut back the screwing around and get politically engaged and support people that are fighting like InfoWars. This is a war, people. You're living in a modern war. We'd all rally if troops and tanks came across the border, at least I think we would, but if it comes through illegal aliens and bankruptcy and collapsing society and poison shots, people don't, because it's a new type of warfare. It's insane. It's not 15,000, it's over 20 now. So I'm going to hand the baton to Gerald Celente, but speaking of this, we've barely survived the last few years, and we keep living and hanging on by our fingernails. You're like, oh, he'll always be there. Not if you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you. I'm simply saying we've got great products you need, and we're kicking ass and bringing you the best guest hosts and the best researchers and the best journalists and the best reports, and we're reaching conservatively with the main show 20 million people a day, with the clips tens of millions, 30, 40 million a day. We're kicking ass thanks to you sharing the articles and videos. That's great. I ask for your prayer, ask for your word of mouth, ask for you to share the links. Keep doing it. And I thank those that have supported and gotten great products, five-star reviews. But I need you to go, hey, I've heard Dr. Judy Mikovits, all these people say this nitric boost is so good for your cardiovascular, your brain, your heart, with all these natural compounds, all the stuff going on in the environment. I need this. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get nitric boost. You need to get our 1,000-milligram vitamin C, the Linus Pauling formula with the, that's what we won a Nobel Prize for it, rose hips, zinc, so good for your whole body. You need to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest turmeric out there for inflammation and your immune system and anti-cancer. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, the CBD gummies and the 1,000-milligram tincture. That's the strongest stuff out there, and it's way lower than anybody else that sells it. It's incredible. InfoWarsMD, CBD, gummies, and tincture. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the films, the T-shirts, the great water filtration, highest rated, way lower than anybody else sells it. Maybe I should put a big markup on it. I wouldn't have a money problem, but I just give me a great deal. I'll make like 30% on these. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And one of the best things you can do to fight the globalists is to support us. So just see it as a donation and get great stuff in the mail. I know the economy's tough, but we're asking for your support now. We'll know in the next month or two whether InfoWars is going to survive. If it does, we're going to ramp back up, hire more crew, and just because the election comes and Trump wins, the real fight starts then. Regardless, I'll still be back on air. Plus, they pull the internet kill switch, but also support our outside sponsor to help do that in the future that I don't own, but it's my dad's. He's going to sponsor whatever we set up right after this if they shut us down. DrJonesNaturals.com with all the great supplements and products and nano silver and just incredible stuff not available at InfoWarsStore.com is available at DrJonesNaturals.com. So mark it down. Make the decision. You going to support us or not? Going to get great products or not? Want to thank those that have, but I want to say we're reaching 30, 40 million people a day. And I mean, back, I know the economy shot because back in the day, we had a lot less audience when they were successfully censoring us. We're almost back to our height of 2016, 17, maybe even bigger. And the money's not there. And I get it, folks. Things are screwed, but you got to decide, why are you giving money to that church that doesn't fight the New World Order? Doesn't speak out. I'm just saying, why not? This show does more to fight the globalists and abortion and the transgender cult and all of it than 99% of the churches. But think about not giving that church. Tell them, I'm not giving you money until you tell the truth. Support us and get products in the mail. Make the decision. InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com. We're a huge platform for all these other great hosts and people that totally kick ass. So Jack Posobiec was just saying on the stage the other day that you got to start here. And Candace Owens, I mean, just you name it. This is an incubator. This isn't about me. It's about all of us together. But I need support. The enemy sees this as a major symbol they want to take down. I can't do it without you. I'm asking for aid and comfort in this war. This is bigger than 1776, and I am totally committed. I will never give up. I will never sell out. I will never back down. But we could run out of gas. So I'm firing the bat signal. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. Take action now. And I want to thank all of you that have supported. And I want to ask those that haven't, what are you thinking? God bless you. The great top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente, takes over now.
Thank you, Alex. And everybody listen to what Alex is saying, because they're, you know, censorship is the American way. Oh, they call it misinformation. I forgot. If you don't swallow the crap spewing out of the mouths of the little prostitute boys and girls, then you believe in misinformation. If you don't swallow the crap spewing out of the mouth of some moronic little piece of crap politician, you believe in misinformation. So listen, you got to do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to support you. And so put your money where your mind is. And it's the same thing, you know, here. Why go to InfoWars or subscribe to the Trends Journal when you could go to the Drudge Report? This is the major story on the Drudge Report. You ready for this? Princess Kate ends chemo. Palace releases new video. Recovery incredibly tough. Quote, Life can change in an instant. Photos, healing in nature. Oh, the princess has cancer. Your brother, your sister, your friends have cancer? Who gives a damn? They're nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. This is the news. You don't need to know what's going on in the world. You don't need to know how they're robbing and stealing every penny from us in the name of tax dollars. So these little pieces of political crap could keep sucking off the public tit and giving their money to the clowns that give them money to get elected. This isn't news. Oh, no, don't go to Drudge. Go to the Cartoon News Network. Oh, no, that's CNN. Or they're bringing back that little clown boy, that little arrogant jerk. I forgot his name, but who wants to remember? Here. Top story. Top story on the Cartoon News Network. You ready for this? The latest Apple Watch is the thinnest yet. Yeah. So, too, is the pecker of the clowns that are running the show. The thinnest yet. Oh, here's the second story. Catherine, Princess of Wales, says she has completed chemotherapy cancer treatment. Oh, and those poor people that died on the luxury yacht in off of the coast of Sicily, that was only in the news for over a week. You get it? You got to support InfoWars to keep the truth out there. Do I agree with everything? No, but the thing is like the Trends Journal. Think for yourself. We tell you what we see, where it's going. You do what you want. No ads, by the way, in our magazine. And it's only when you go to JonesTrends.com, $2.50 a week. So Alex was talking about the immigration. The flooding in, all right? Here's my book, Trends 2000, international bestseller. Tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. So I'm going to talk about letting all the illegal aliens in. You ready? Remember, this is 1996. Undesirable aliens. And we go on to talk about the flood that started to come in. And you know what escalated it? That little lousy, rotten piece of scum. Just to make it clear who it is, I did this T-shirt back in 1992 when he ran for office. Beware of Slick Willie. Every time that guy got caught with his pants down, it's bombs away over Baghdad. I could keep going. Oh, you like the Yugoslav war? No, the Kosovo war was one. Do we kill anybody anywhere? Yeah, anyway. What happened was the internet revolution. I'm going to give you why they changed immigration. That was in my book, but before I get to that, when I was a kid, I'll never forget, I'm listening to my parents, may they rest in peace. They were trying to get their cousin Constantino to bring him in from Italy. They couldn't do it. It was so hard. The restrictions were so tough. I'm going back to the 1950s when I was a kid. You know what had changed? When that, may he rot in hell, Johnson. Oh, another jerk-off Johnson. I'm Michael Johnson. I guess Johnson means jerk-off because a little clown boy we got as the majority, the House leader. Yeah, the Democrats. You know. Anyway, going back to LB jerk-off after they assassinated Kennedy. Kennedy didn't want the Vietnam War. You can listen to his speech at American University in June of 1963. It's all about peace. He ends it by saying, America will never go to war again. June, July, August, September, October, November. 5 months later, Jack, you're dead. L.B. Jerkoff becomes president, gets us into the Vietnam War 8 months later. They're drafting everybody. And I was prime draft meat, by the way, back then. Every day I'd wake up and they're going to get me. And I want to make this 100% clear. I, as a kid, was stupid enough to swallow the crap coming out of the mainstream media, and I supported the Vietnam War, in theory. But I did everything to beat the draft because I didn't want to get my brains blown out. And just to make this clear, Biden got 5 draft deferments, and Trump got a number of them too. Trump came out with, I got a bone spur on my ankle. Yeah, if you knew a doctor who could do the deal, you got out. Going back to LB Jerkoff, now they're drafting guys like crazy. That's when they first relaxed the immigration rules to get more guys in the country because they're drafting everybody. That was number one. Number two, with the H-1B visas, what you're hearing now that nobody's talking about. Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going. So going back to Slick Willie, what an arrogant piece of scum. Again, every time he got caught with his pants down, war. Oh, he also brought China into the World Trade Organization. I forgot that one. Oh, how about NAFTA sending our jobs to Mexico? What do you think that little fat mouth clown gets $300,000? $300,000 an hour from the Goldman Sachs gang to spew out his crap 1 hour when you can hear him BS for free. Gave the internet revolution's going on. Poof, wages are going way up. We need people that know about this stuff. Again, if you weren't there, you don't know about it. This is in the early 90s. The H-1B visas allowed the Silicon con men to bring in cheap labor from India, China, and everywhere else where there were people that were doing tech. That's what happened. And now, it's a very simple story, a very simple story. Once upon a time, when I was a young man, there were grocery stores, hardware stores, stationery stores, drug stores, shoe stores, mom and pop stores, all gone. Boop. Finito. We got Staples. We got Home Depot. We got Lowe's. We got Walgreens. You got all the big chains own everything. CVS. Go to any of the stores, help wanted. They need cheap labor, capiche? They need cheap labor. The construction, and again, I'm not talking about the nationality of the people, the good or the bad of them, and good and bad comes in everyone. I mean, I got, you know, a lot of Hispanic guys up here where I am up in Kingston. Very hard workers. You don't pay them what you would pay a regular worker. They want the cheap labor. That's why they're bringing them in. You got it? You know, I was so stupid as a young guy, I even voted for Richard Nixon. So life is a learning process. You got to keep learning and grow. And again, InfoWars is doing that by giving you the information that they're putting out there. And we're doing it with the Trends Journal. So going back, there's looking at the markets now and seeing the jobs that are created. You saw the numbers that came out this past week and very weak numbers. Stocks closed out year's worst week last week. The data was inconclusive, the U.S. added fewer than expected jobs in August, but the unemployment rate edged down. The manufacturing sector is in negative territory. The jobs that are being created are in social services and you know, working for the chains. They want all the cheap labor you can get. Again, when you look at the social services, I had my sister up here, may her soul rest in peace. And that's my sister Grace, who opened up the second Topless Go-Go Lounge in New York City, Grace's Lucky Lounge. And I was a bartender there in 1968. Whew. She got choo-choo eyeballs. She got hair down below her knees. There was a wonderful woman taking care of her, Jamaican. And when she couldn't make it, another one, Jamaican. So they want cheap labor. And of course, I paid them well because they were very kind and loving. But that's why they want all this. That's why the bigs want all the cheap labor in. Because we're nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. So they're going to let them come in as much as they want. Now, I'm going to tell you a positive element to this. While it's negative now, again, not everybody's a gangster from Haiti. But again, who the hell wants to live over there? Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, where we're going. Look at all of the countries from Europe and the United States that destroyed Haiti over the centuries. I wonder how it got this bad, all right? But nobody talks about that. But here's what's going to happen. We're talking about Springfield in Ohio. You're going to see these Rust Belt towns start building back up, a lot of them, because the migrant crisis is real. It's going to be years before it gets stopped, regardless of who gets in. And there's a ton of them up here already. And they can't afford to live in the biggest cities. So we look at things for not the way we want them, not the way we like them, not the way we want them to be. It's what is. So we look at all the different sides. So this is going to be a positive. Not right away, but these cities were going to crap. Again, the Rust Belt, yeah, thanks to slime ball politicians that sent our manufacturing overseas. And what none of the candidates are talking about is America becoming a self-sustaining economy. That's right. We have all the human and natural resources we need. The only thing we should be importing is nice rosé from France, some good prosciutto from Italy. Yeah, not these other products. Again, where I am up in Kingston, shirt factories are up here. So listen, support InfoWars, they're supporting you. We come back, we're going to talk about the economy, what's going on, what to do, and what's next. So stay tuned. InfoWars. Check them out.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.